Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, it is Direct Mail, Monday, May 13th, 2024. Steve Cypress here with you, and I present this piece of trash that arrived in my mail. Now, I say that lovingly because I love small business owners, so hopefully whoever put this thing together is watching or somebody knows them and points them to this so they can correct it, and hopefully, even though it's incredibly horrible, it makes money for them. That's my sincere hope. And of course, unfortunately, or fortunately, even really crappily done direct mail, the medium is so potentially tremendous for return on investment that even when you totally screw it up, like this piece I'm about to share with you, you can still make some money. Now, of course, I help business owners use the WOW strategy to instantly transform their advertising from just barely making money, which again, I hope this thing does, or breaking even, to 3, 4, 5, 10, 20, 25 times even more their return on their investment for putting this together. And it's so easily done with this one. So first, I'll point out a couple of things that are done right. One is that it's every door direct mail, EDDM. So you see, all they got to do is choose where they want to send it, and it's really cheap, much less than regular first-class mail. They just pick an area. They don't even have a name and address on this thing. It just goes out to everybody in that area. So they are being efficient with their investment, especially if they're testing a piece of crap like this. You want to put as little money as possible into it. So you might test it out with the cheapest way you possibly can, the EDDM, the Every Door Direct Mail. Second of all, they do have an offer. Now, is it irresistible? We don't know, but they have 200, it's an eyeglass place, so they have $200 off a second pair of glasses. Now, we don't know if that's irresistible because we don't know, first of all, advertising that is, I don't know if you've ever experienced it, but I've worked with thousands of business owners in every imaginable industry and niche and vertical and whatever you want to call it. And so usually when crappy, misleading advertising is done like this, the first pair of glasses is way more expensive than any competition. And so what's happening is, and it's very likely in this case, unfortunately, hopefully not, but my guess is that this $200 off a second pair is a meaningless, useless thing, because the first pair of glasses, the price is jacked up so much higher than the competition that giving you $200 off on a second pair, they're still making money on the first pair and the second pair, and they're charging you for the eye appointment and they're making a killing on the whole thing. So usually that's one reason this stuff doesn't work, is because people are onto that nonsense. And they don't respond to this stuff. But once in a while, you can get somebody who doesn't know any better to respond to this. But here's a way you can make it so much better. So let's point out a few of the ways this is garbage. One is there's nothing on the front side of the postcard. Now, another good thing, they've got an oversized full-color postcard. So it's going to stand out from any other mail. Now, of course, that's advice going back 10, 20, 30 years, when many more businesses were smart enough to use direct mail. Now, very few businesses are smart enough to do it. So there's very little mail being received in any household, unless yours is different than mine. And I'm on all kinds of mailing lists, and I still receive very little direct mail. I want to see everything because I'm always learning and teaching and modeling what's working and using that for my clients, my students, so they can make a lot of money. And I still receive very little mail. So anything stands out. But still, oversized, full color, it's going to stand out a little more and possibly throw off a positive image as the person's reading the mail, like, oh, look, it's full color. It's interesting because it's full color or it's oversized. However, when you don't know what to write on the front of your postcard, you just do something like this. You just put a whole bunch of meaningless stock photo clip art, you know, 1975 clip art images of pairs of glasses because you don't know what to write. However, there's a lot of golden space on here. I could put so much money-making, enticing information on here and possibly an image or two that will also tell a good story, unlike this that tells no story other than, hey, we have something to do with eyeglasses. That's why it's so easy to get a 10 or 20 times or more increase in response on an ad like this. So number one, you got half the postcard here completely wasted with clip art images of glasses. So that does here's the test. Do you think if anyone receives this postcard and does not flip it over that they're going to call you? First of all, they can't. They don't know who you are. But second of all, do you think they're going to say, I got to flip this over because that's incredible. I got to find out more about it. Or I got to go to the web. Or I can't believe that's amazing. This is such an amazing thing they sent me. Like nobody said that ever about nothingness on the card. So use the space you have. It's an oversized card. You've got plenty of room here to sell. None of this stuff sells. And in this case, sell the appointment. That's what they're looking to do, sell the appointment with the eye doctor. Another big mistake, if you follow me, I'm sure you know, is they've got the name at the top. So their headline is their name of their company, nobody cares. Except your current patients, they care. But of course, they know who you are. And they can go to your website or look in their phone for your number or type your name of your place, Arizona, something, Red Mountain Eye Care, into a search engine and find like, they know the name of your place because they know you. This is not likely, hopefully not, since it's just a spray and pray EDDM sent out to everybody in the area. It's not some kind of special offer for repeat client patients. Again, with this misleading kind of stuff, you really kill your repeat business because once people find out that they see how much overall it costs for those two pairs plus the eye appointment, they're a complete fool if they look around or anyone talks to them at all and they go, holy crap, you could have gotten that for half the price anywhere else. You really fell for the old $200 off the second pair nonsense without any details. Another thing is big, bold call today for an appointment with these two doctors. Exclamation point. Why? Tell me why. Because I get $200 off a second pair of glasses and I have to mention the card to receive it? Really? I have to mention the card to get it? I mean, that's a way a business is attempting to do some tracking to see if this works. Did anyone mention that crappy card that we sent out? Maybe it's not so crappy. Again, take my word for it. It is. But hopefully someone mentions it. But why do they need to mention it? At least that's better than if you said they must bring this with them to the appointment in order to get the discount. I've seen some companies make that big mistake. Hopefully somebody shows up without the coupon or without the postcard or without the whatever. And you as a business owner are not stupid enough to go, you have to go home and get that. Or I'm not going to give you the discount or the special or the free thing because you don't have the whatever. You didn't mention this in the ad or total silliness, stupidity, I'll just call it. Then you have this. We take your insurance. You think? If that's really, you think that's such a big selling point and then you name like a whole bunch of insurances here, like, if I have Blue Cross Blue Shield and you say we take your insurance, do I think you don't take mine? You don't take Vision Care Direct? You don't take Cigna? Just say we take your insurance. We take, and then and put it real small at the bottom somewhere after you've gotten them to book the appointment, unless you think that's the big reason they're going to book the appointments. We take your insurance. And then you got the phone number humongously huge and the address humongously huge and the website, all small letters running together for some bizarre reason because you don't want me to be able to read this easily. As Red Mountainy Mount. Oh, it's AZ Arizona Red Mountain EyeCare.com. You have to read it a few times, which maybe you're doing that on purpose as an involvement device. Spend more time now deciphering and reading your ridiculous URL, but you could have put capital AZ, capital R, capital M, capital E. For azredmountaineyecare.com would have been real easy for me to, no pun intended, for me to see, for me to read, for me to remember. And then this is, we can't wait to see you. completely meaningless. In other words, this is all this stuff is what you put when you don't know what to put, when you don't know how to sell. Now, hopefully, as even though you're doctors, and I know many professionals think it's beneath them and it's dirty to see them as selling in the business of selling their services. But if you don't, if you're not a salesperson as a small business owner, you won't be a small business owner for long. There's a lot of reasons why 90% of small businesses fail, and not selling is the main one, not bringing in the cash. Cash is the right lifeblood of a business. So the doctors know they got to sell. They got to sell the eye appointment. They got to sell the glasses. They got to sell the come back every year for another appointment. They got to sell what they want people to do. And if you're not going to be good at that, you got to get someone that is. And I'll give you a hint. This is what I hadn't said straight out already. It's a lot more than a hint. Whoever put this together is not good at selling anything. So you've got a lot of stuff on here that doesn't sell. We can't wait to see you. A lot better things you could have put here. So what I would have put, and then of course you have the weasel clause, asterisk, exclusions apply. Cut that out. Like, why? What kind of, just tell me what the exclusions are. Like, this is not that, and there, it's all weasel clause. It means you're weaseling out of your offer. So it's $200 off unless what? Unless I'm a current customer, unless I have some special lens that is special and costs more, or whatever, I don't know, unless what? But tell me why. So that therefore, I can be confident, like, oh, it's going to apply to me. I'm going to respond to this, because those exclusions I don't have. So this sounds good. But, or just don't put it at all. Think about it. Look around. If you see, like, you know, advertising on TV for companies who know what they're doing. Coca-Cola, Burger King, Amazon, you know, companies, big companies. They got big for a reason. They know how to sell, unlike these people who hopefully, again, are this is working and they're making money. But never going to scale their business, never going to grow to 10 locations doing this kind of stuff, which hopefully if you love helping people and serving people and helping them see better, you want to help 10 times as many people see better. And you love your community, so what, you want to employ 10 times more people at the front desk and 10 times more eye doctors to see people. And you want to pay 10 times as much payroll taxes and real estate taxes for all your locations. You want to own all that real estate and all kinds of reasons why, if you really care about people and you think you have an excellent product or service, you have a moral obligation, as Jay Abraham says, to market the heck out of that thing, because it's going to help people. And if you don't help them, they're going to go to one of your inferior competitors who is not as good at serving people as you are. Hope you feel that way. So you want to market like crazy. But think about if you see McDonald's, we're doing a special. Well, I was going to say $2.99, but I think a special now for a Big Mac would be $5.99 or $10. I mean, I saw a burger commercial on TV. I forget the place. It was $9.99 for a bacon cheeseburger. I'm like, wow, amazing. That is so special in this crappy economy of rampant, out of control, no end in sight, inflation crushing people, other than the very poor and the very rich. Very poor are always crushed anyway. The very rich, not concerned, but the gaping middle or the ever shrinking middle getting crushed by this inflation so much that a $9.99 burger is so special that they put money into advertising for it. So, however, did they say exclusions apply? Why would they do that? Why do you do that? I mean, let's just say that the exclusion is not on this custom, whatever, special. Why not? So you don't make as much money on that. So you might even lose a little money on that second pair if it's so expensive that would pop a boo. But you got me to come in the door. You got me to pay full price for the eye appointment, full price for the first pair. Now, if you're excellent and really good and I like your place and I like you, I'll come back every year for my appointment and blah, blah, blah. So, you know, get rid of the exclusions if you're going to be real smart about marketing, unless, you know, you could somehow convince me that there's some exclusion that's so outrageous that you have to include it. And if you do, tell me what it is on the card. But what I would do, at the very least, I would use all the space that you've done nothing with. I mean, you could put very small on the bottom the name, the address, the website, the phone number after you've convinced me that I should come in. So if you think that's your irresistible offer, $200 off a second pair, that's what goes on here. There, problem solved. Now you know what to put on here, $200 off your second pair of glasses. But I would use this space to convince me why I need a second pair of glasses. I mean, I own one pair of glasses. Now, they happen to be a transition lens, I think it's called, where when I'm inside, they're regular glasses. As soon as I go outside in the sun, they darken and they become sunglasses. So I don't have a second pair that's just sunglasses, or I don't have any time which happens, I play sports in my glasses, you know, I break them or I drop, lose them somewhere, do whatever. I don't have glasses. So I have to go make the appointment, wait 2 weeks to get the glasses. That's not smart. I should have a second pair of glasses. There's lots of reasons to convince someone like me that only has one pair, why they should have a second pair. Did you ever lose your glasses? Do you ever break them? Maybe you want regular pair and sunglasses. It's very sunny here in the Phoenix, Scottsdale area of Arizona. It's great timing, you know, or heading into the summer. I think today is one of the first days that it reached 100 degrees in a day so far this year. I've been very fortunate with, I shouldn't say such. Al Gore is probably fuming that I'm talking about how the weather's normal, that in the summer it gets hot. Guess what? That's not changing. It's getting hot in the summer, cooler not in the summer, and we've had a nice cool year so far. But anyway, you might want to convince me why I want a second pair of glasses, and then it makes it easy to say, and we're not suggesting you pay full price for a second pair of glasses. The heck with that. We're going to give you $200 off, or even better, hello, free second pair of glasses. Again, what would that cost you? What's the cost? Lens is not included, you might find. But the frame, and then you might have a section. I've done this, and you've probably seen it in eye care centers. There's a whole section of the glasses on the wall. There's a section over here. Here's the free second pair. And they're the $49 frames. Or again, in this world of rampant, out-of-control inflation, maybe they're $79 or $99. Because I know inflation is 3.2% or something, but everything's almost doubled. And so, but anyway, convince people why the second pair. And then if you really, really want to get a huge response and make a ton of money, you would use the most powerful word in all of advertising and marketing, the word free. You'd find a way to do that. The eye appointment is free. Second pair is free. The third pair is free. The something is free. Find a way to use the word free and to give something free. So if you price your eye doctor appointment properly and your first pair properly, you can probably figure out how, instead of just $200 off, you can give it free. That's probably where an exclusion applies. Probably the second pair has to cost more than $200. Another big mistake you're making if you're doing that. You're violating what I call the iceberg theory. And if you're just here once and you're not here all the time, you're not one of my clients or coaching clients or members of any of my programs, you probably don't know what that is. That's another discussion for another time that I've had many times. I have thousands of videos all over social media, YouTube, my blog, my podcast. So you can find me talking about the iceberg theory or one of my free workshops that I run or paid workshops that I run. But basically, it means you're concentrating a little 10% that's above the water of an iceberg, and you're missing out, therefore, on all the 90% that's below. And in the world of cash, that top 10% is the initial purchase. The 90% below the surface that this kind of stuff is missing out on is all the repeat business and all the referrals that will come when you treat people right and they love you. And so you're missing out on that by saying maybe an exclusion is the pair has to be more than $200, because we have to make money on that, you see. Why? Why? Why don't you realize there are so many more ways to make money once you gain a patient, when you gain a client, gain a customer? Then you can make money down the road. But if you're looking to gouge them on the first visit, like this has every appearance to me that it is, this is just a complete poorly done piece of crap. Hope it makes money for these doctors, but I hope even more that they find someone who knows what they're doing, like me, to help them out so they can make a ridiculous ton more money. Congratulations using direct mail. Unfortunately, you're leaving a ton of money on the table by not doing it right. And if you want help doing it right, whoever these doctors are or anyone else, you can go to my website, thewowstrategy.com. Has a free video that shows you instantly how to transform any of your advertising from so-so or crappy into making money like gangbusters. Thewowstrategy.com, where you can reach out to me anyway with an email, steve@stevecypress.com, or a comment anywhere you're seeing this, or a private message. Also, please like and share and subscribe and comment and all that kind of good stuff on all my videos. That'll do it for today. Direct Mail Monday, May 13th, 2024. Thanks for being here today, and I will catch you back here again tomorrow on Topical Tuesday. Until then, over and out. Got to click this twice. Bye-bye.
Sharp Entrepreneurs, hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.